Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We are on Daf Zayin. We are on the first line of Daf Zayin, top line. And today we'll learn for Refu Shalema for Batsheva Sarah Bas Rachaleah. I'm going to keep this because I'm probably going to give Daf tomorrow. Not 100%, but it's good. It's a good chance. Okay? What? Okay. Here we go. Ready? Top line. Yesh Yad L'tzedakah. Oh, ain't Yad L'tzedakah. Is there a Yad for tzedakah or not? What does that mean? Hey Chidon, what does that mean? Ilema doesn't mean the Amar Hadain Zuzul Tzedakah. This dollar is for Tzedakah. The Hadain Nami. And that one also. Right? That one also. Hahu Tzedakah Atzmihi. Now that's Tzedakah. There's no shaila about that. That's Tzedakah. Ella, that can't be the case. Ella, what's the case? Kigon, for example. The Amar Hadain. And this one, and this one. V'lo Amar Nami. But you didn't say also. That dollar is for tzedakah, and that one. It's the same question from yesterday, the same question three times already. Right? What? What'd you say? Yeah. My. What's the din? Hadain nami tzedakah ka'amar. Does the word hadain by itself also imply a promise to give tzedakah? Odilmo, or maybe my v'hadain. What does Hadain mean? Lenafkusa ba'alma ka'amar. It just means, you're just mentioning your expenses. Right?
You mentioned your expenses.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
Right? You mentioned your expenses. Vidiburuhu deloafke. But you didn't have a chance to finish the sentence. That's for tzedakah. And that one, I'm going to buy my wife flowers. But you didn't have a chance to finish the sentence. And all you said was on that one. And then someone came by, and you started talking, and you never had a chance to finish your sentence.
So why didn't we give that same carriage in the other ones we had like yesterday, the Hadain?
Because what does it mean when you say, you I'm going to marry, and I'll see you? What does that mean? And I'll see you what?
No, I'm not marrying, bro. You're something else. I don't know. You'll find somebody to marry.
So we said that yesterday.
So
we said that. We said, does it mean she's also married? Or does it mean something else? We said the same thing yesterday, right? Same with Peya. Does it mean the other field's Peya? Or does it mean not Peya?
Right.
What does it mean? Whatever. Yeah. You, yeah. Yeah.
Let's say it turns to A, the first one he says is full statement to was a coral and couldn't have it. The B was legitimate.
No, because you wanted to, you gave the first one money.
Right.
And you said, I ran
but. But so the A, you couldn't marry. So the A is a rare realm.
Yeah. It's not the case.
It's not the case.
Why? You say, make a legitimate statement to A.
What's the statement?
I ran the
Kudash. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I know, but it works for B.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
It could very well. It could very well.
Give it enough money.
I hear. I don't know. Mi aminan, do we say, given the iskish le karbanos, since tzedakah is compared to karbanos, why on earth is tzedakah compared to karbanos? Dichsev, it says, bepicha, right? There's a pasuk there that says, it's a pasuk in Devarim, right? Right? It says, motzi sifasevcha tishmar, whatever comes out of your mouth you should keep, right? Vasisa kasher nodarta, like what you promised, Lashem Alokecha, Nidava, Asher Dibarta, Bipicha. Why does it have to say Bipicha? Thank you. It's redundant. What does Bipicha mean? Zu Tzedakah. It means Tzedakah. Okay? So, in other words, there's a connection between Karbanos and Tzedakah. Right? Ma karbanos yesh lehem yad, av tzedakah yesh lehem yad. Just like karbanos such a thing as yad, so too tzedakah also such a thing as yad. O dilma lebal ta'acher hu de'iskesh, or maybe they're just being connected to bal ta'acher. Remember, we said yesterday there's no such thing as bal ta'acher by other mitzvos. I didn't put on film today. Oh, you have a bal ta'acher. There's no such thing. The only time it's bal ta'acher is by karbanos, and now we've extended it to tzedakah. And these types of pay, we said maybe even paya, right?
Okay, what's the case about stocking money in the case that you give me?
I give this dollar I'm going to give to tzedakah, and this one. And this one what? Right? Right? So what?
What are the implications, really?
He has to give it to tzedakah.
To him and God. Remember.
What? What do you mean? He's only standing right here.
Yeah.
So does he get the tzedakah?
His money, right?
Right.
That's up to him. Did he intend? No.
So there's such a thing called Baal Ta'achar. And if you promise to give tzedakah, you can't delay. And if you do delay, you get malchus for that. Or maybe, I don't know if you get malchus. It might be a lot of shame or maisa. But it's an avera.
How long do you have to give tzedakah?
Yeah, it's after you regal. So the whole thing. I said, if you don't put on tefillin, there's no such thing as baltacher. No such thing.
Right.
I didn't bench. So baltacher, there's no such thing. It's only baltacher by donations. Money, tzedakah, karbanos, maybe pay yesterday, we said.
People have given tzedakah over years. You know, I'm going to give money.
You make up a deal like that. But otherwise, stam, you have to give tzedakah. You have to get, there's a limit.
If you're an appeal, sure. You
can't get 20 years later. Right, you have to give it. How long do you have? Okay, so
less
than what?
Less than a year. Yeah. Sure.
There's a standard normal. Sure. You don't have to pay that in minutes.
No, by kedushin, it affects someone else. You and the money.
So what? Okay, now similar question. Yesh yad lehefker. Is there a yad to hefker also? O dilma in yad lehefker. Or maybe there's no yad for hefker. What does that mean? What does it mean yad lehefker? So the Gemara says, "Hainu tzedakah." It's the same thing as tzedakah. What are you doing? Making that field hefker. Let anyone come get it. Let anyone come get it.
It's a mitzvah tzedakah. It's
not
a mitzvah.
So Tosfos, look at Tosfos. The first Tosfos, hefker hainu tzedakah. You see it? It's on the left side, all the way at the bottom. You see it?
What's the Gemara?
The first one, hefker hainu tzedakah. Destam mafgir bishvil sheyizku ba'aniyim. Most, why are you mafgir something? Most people are mafgir for aniyim. Give him a brick, give him something, right? That's what most people do. Umasik, and we conclude, mikal makom hefker havi la'aniyim ula ashirim. That's the difference. The rich person also can get it.
Okay, so here's a great example.
Yeah?
Nobody goes outside, and when they're driving around and sees a... Rich people don't, when they're driving around outside, see a perfectly good couch and take it.
Okay.
Never happens. It always works the way that the person's going to take a cat. Somebody needs a cat.
Correct.
So even though you can technically say it works for rich people and poor people, it doesn't.
Well, they could take it.
But they could. But it's available for them. You're not allowed to give the doctor
exactly.
To a rich person,
no,
right? Okay. No, okay. You're right. Now the Gemara says high end doctor, the same thing. So Gemara says im timtzalo maka amar. You're right. The case of tzedakah and then the case of hefker builds on tzedakah. In Tim Tzalama Yesh Yad LaTzedakah. If you want to tell me there is a Yad for Tzedakah, why is there a Yad for Tzedakah? The Ein Hekish L'Mechza, because you can't have a half a Hekish. So you can't say that Tzedakah is compared to Karbanos only regarding what were the choices? Baal Ta'acher, and not regarding Yad. It's connected to all ways.
Wasn't a Hekish?
Yes, it was. Because...
It was
what?
It was a limud.
What kind of limud? What kind of limud?
It was a
Hekish. No, it was a Hekish.
It was an extra word.
What? That's right, it's a Hekish. And it's compared to the other words in the Pasuk, which are Nedarim and Nedavos. Hefker, Miyamin, and Hayni Tzedakah. So now what about Hefker? Is Hefker the same thing? O Dilma, Shiny Tzedakah, the Tzedakah Lochazi El Laniyim, Aval Hefker, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim. Right? And for both. So it's a Kasha. It's the same Kasha. We didn't answer any of them. So Tosfos asks a very good question. The very next Tosfos. He says, 1 second. You just said a minute ago, we just said that Hekish, that's the Ein Hekish L'Mechza. So didn't we answer our question about tzedakah? Didn't we answer it? Why is it unresolved? Right? Says Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Shapir Ka'amar, the Ein Hekish L'Mechza. There's no such thing as a half a Hekish. Right? Umay mi bayale gabi tzedakah. So what was the question? Is there a Yad? Yes, there's a Yad. There's a Yad by Nadar, there's a Yad by tzedakah. It's a Hekish. And Ein Hekish L'Mechza. So what's the Kasha? That's how we ended off. Is there a Hekish L'Mechza or not? Then in the very next sentence, of course there's no Hekish L'Mechza. You can't have a Hekish, a half a Hekish. Of course a full Hekish. So then what's the question? By tzedakah. What's the issue? So Tosfos answers, Yeshlomar, Deshaini Hacha, listen to this. Deshvarahu, Shalo Lazos Lehekish, El Inyan Balta Acher, Akasav Sham. Maybe the Hekish is only regarding things that are Balta Acher. But not about Yodos. Why? Shaharei kama dvarim ksuvim ba'osa pasuk. There's a lot of things going on in that pasuk. I don't know what else is going on in that pasuk. Shechoch shechalukim zem mizem ekam in yanim v'onis kavnu sham elin baltacher. We don't compare everything in that pasuk to everything else about everything under the sun. Only about baltacher. So maybe that's why that was why the question is not resolved. So I don't know. By tzedaka, yeah, ha'ev hekesel mechta. So what?
I missed Tosis' answer. I leave in the question. That's how we
ended
off the Gemara. Like, what's it saying?
We ended off the Gemara. Is there a yad of tzedakah or not?
Right.
We ended off the Gemara. No answer.
There's no answer.
Why is there no answer? Because the question was, is there hekesh l'mechta or not?
Right.
Now, in the very next sentence, we say, now there's for sure a hekesh l'mechta. No such thing as that. Of course, there's no such thing as a half a hekesh. No such thing.
Isn't that a weird way to answer?
However, now we have another question. What about hefker? Which is not really tzedakah, because it's also for rich people, right?
Right.
So, 1 second. If you've determined that ain hekesh l'mechza, then go back to tzedakah. There's no issue. Ain hekesh l'mechza. So then there's a yad by tzedakah, because tzedakah and nedar are comparable. Let me answer it. So Tal says no. Ain hekesh l'mechza only in the world of bal ta'acher, not anything else. So we still don't know the answer about yados. Okay. I think the question is better than the answer. No. Okay. Where are we up to? Boy Ravashi, boy Ravina, yesh yad lebeis hakisei o lo? Is there a yad for the beis hakisei or not? Says what regarding what? What does that mean? So first of all, so the Ran says on top, she also liquors bo kriyashma. Can you learn kriyashma? Can you read kriyashma in this bathroom? What bathroom is it? Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema da amar hadein lebeisa lahavi beis hakisei. That room is going to be the bathroom. V'hadei nami, and also that one, right? What's there now?
Not yet.
So hahu beis hakisei nami havi. It's for sure going to be a beis hakisei. Once you said that, it's no question about it. Ella kigo da amar hadein, that one. V'lo amar nami, and you didn't say also. Same question. Nai, what's the din? Hadein da amar, that one you said. V'hadein beis hakisei nami beis hakisei. The word also. The word hadein. Which means, and that one, without the word nami, also means a beis hakisei. O dilma, my vahadein. What does it mean vahadein? Same answer. L'tashmisha ba'al makamar. Just some use. That's going to be the bathroom. And that one, you meant to say, is going to be the kitchen. But you didn't have a chance, you didn't finish your sentence.
We can't tell your tongue.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Right? Now, 1 second.
Let's say it's going to be a bathroom, but it hasn't been used yet. You can't
say Krishna in there. Michlal, you see from here, the pshita le Ravina, that it was obvious to Ravina, it was clear to Ravina, the yesh zimun le beis hakisei, that designating a room without using it, without even putting anything in that room, no toilet, no, is enough to make it into a bathroom. Just designating it, that's what zimun means, preparing it. Zimun for a beis hakisei is enough to make it into a beis hakisei. So once you say the architect comes, oh, the bathroom's gonna be over there. Once you say that, you can't dive it in that room anymore. It's not even finished yet. Doesn't matter. It's been designated. Okay, that's the it's a extreme shita. That's the halacha. That's what he says.
It's not the odor.
It's a makom tuma. It's a makom of not kedusha.
By just saying it's going to be a bathroom.
Yeah, just by saying it already, it has the status. You're right. It's an extreme shita, right? So
there's an issue with smell too, but that's why we are not able to go outside.
Right, there's an issue with smell. It's not just smell. It's not just the smell.
Is that the contractor's perspective?
They have food.
They have
contractor's access. What? Our bathroom has water anyway.
There's a machlokes among the modern day poskim. Can you walk into a bathroom today? A bismanazeh bathroom with a talus. It might be mutter. Why? Because they're clean. But there's times when it's not clean. It gets so into the whole details about it. Some say, well, it's clean. It's a clean place. I don't like a bathroom in the olden days.
Okay,
there's no question. Yeah?
But
so some say yeah and some say no. So it's better not to, of course.
No, but if in there you see if it's dirty.
Correct.
Then you
that's why some say no.
Exactly.
If not for that reason, everybody would say yes. That's why some say no, only for that reason. There's nothing going on here. It all gets flushed away. But there's times when it's not clean.
Right.
looking at the bathrooms that we have today, the bathrooms that they had in those days was an outhouse.
Correct.
So it's always...
Correct. So, exactly. So therefore, it's a little bit of an extreme shita, yeah. But designating it alone is enough to make it into a bathroom. Once you do that, you can't dive in there. That's all. But 1 second. Ravina had that question once upon a time. Ravina once had that kasha. Hasminu lebeis hakisi mahu. If you designate a beis hakisi, what's the story? Hasminu lebeis hamerachatz mahu. Or bathhouse. Not just a bathroom, a bathhouse. Right? Mahu. Zeman moel, oh ain't zeman moel. Does that work? So Ravina had a kasha. Now you tell me you had the answer. So Ravina, chada, migo, chada, kami boyle. Yeah. One question built on the other. In other words, Zimun Moel Owain Zimun Moel. Does Zimun work? I don't know. Im Tim Tzolomar Yesh Zimun. And if you tell me it does work, Yesh Yad Owain Yad. It does a Yad work also. So when he says over here, he didn't mean to say I resolve my question. I didn't resolve it. I still don't know if Zimun even works. But if it does, then I want to know the next question. What's the next question? Now does Yad work? And the answer is Tiboyile. What's Tiboyile? Teku. Right? Tosso says, Pirish kimo teku, Velashin Nadarim Mishune. Lashin Nadarim is strange. Right? It's not strange. It's not what we're used to. Right?
It does not come from.
What?
But the last time someone did to you a map. I assume they specify a little more before they're going to designate a room to be whatever, right? Is it a little more than just one word?
Okay, so we have a few minutes. So let's do. So let's do the Ran on the left side, pretty much on top. We're like about 6 or 7 lines where the lines are skinny in the Ran, where it says Ul'inyan Halacha. Right? What? So we're not going to do the whole thing. You see, it says Ul'inyan Halacha. You see it? So he says like this: Bikedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, Naktidan L'chumra. No, we didn't answer a single one of those questions from yesterday and today. We didn't answer any of them. Which would have been full teku. Now what do you do now? What do you do if this happens? So Naktidan L'chumra. We have to go L'chumra by Kedushin. Shtiyesh Yad. What's the Chumra? The Chumra is that she's married. Right? The Kivan Diba'ayin Lo Ifshita L'Ifshita. Since it's a question without an answer, Havile Sveika Daraisa. It's a safek daraisa. Is she married woman or not? And l'chumra, you have to be machmir. Ubepeya and tzedaka, kasev haraj bazal. What about bepeya and tzedaka? Nami does lilan l'chumra. We also go l'chumra. Kivan desalku b'teku. Since we end off with a teku.
Oh, tzedaka.
What?
Tzedaka is daraisa.
Sure, tzedaka is on daraisa.
Is it?
Yeah, 1 second. V'chein kasev ramban b'ilchazav d'ba'ayin tzedaka lo ifshete. Behedya, v'sugya d'yesh yal tzedaka. It's a question, not answered. The sugya, the halacha is yesh yal tzedaka. V'kaimel anami d'chol teku d'isura l'chumra. Any teku that isn't ends off in, as is a question of iser, the halacha is b'machmir.
That's Ramban Shita.
That's Ramban Shita. Right. Umay d'amazal d'sugyan d'yesh yal tzedaka. What about tzedaka? It's not an iser. It's not an iser. Is that Isser? Hainu Mishum Damrinan Imtim Tzolomar Yesh Yael Tzedaka. Because we had also an Imtim Tzolomar. And what about if Talmud Tzedaka, what about Hefker? V'zeh Efshar Hu Al Derech HaRambam. This is another sheet of the Rambam. Sheposek B'chol Makom B'Imtim Tzolomar. Whenever you have an Imtim Tzolomar, you always mock it. Sometimes you have in the Gemara. What about this? And if you tell me this, what about this? And if you tell me this, what about this? And then it ends off with a Teiku. You have those Gemara sometimes. So the halacha is, if you ever have a string like that, the Rambam's machmer in all of it. So that's what's going on over here. We said, what am I not sure about tzedakah? And whatever you want to say about tzedakah, what about hefker? Why is hefker different? Hefker is also for rich people. So we didn't answer that question either. See, clear that by tzedakah you go l'chumra. Avo b'may dika amar kaimel anami d'chol teku d'isuru l'chumra, nirish iskim gamze gam kein d'l'zeharajba. The Rajba agrees with that principle also. That when you have imtim tzolomar, and it ends off with a teku, you also go l'chumra. Umetamani alei, and I have a kasha on that. Shrei sugya mufureshes, he besof perak zeroa v'halachayim. She safek mamon aniyim, hareyu safek mamon, v'azlinen le l'kula l'nitva. And you go l'kula, and there's a whole discussion about that. So we'll stop here. Okay? Okay, want to go further?
I just
oh, you did it already? So what does he say afterwards?
How's the bathroom? How's the bathroom?
There is Billy Rod.
He hasn't discussed the bathroom?
What?
How's the bathroom?
Oh, so let's go to the last, second to last line of this run. Second to last line. See where it says Gabi Hefker? Middle of the line. For Gabi Hefker. Ain suffek to have a sveka de mamon, ulakula ve ain yad. So that's just the question of suffek of mamon, that iser, and therefore omegal. Ve chen nami Gabi beis akise. Okay, everyone's on the edge of their seat. What's going to be the halacha by the beis akise? Everyone's right. The halacha gavi the beis akise. Dafilu imtim salomar zimun moel. Even if you want to tell me zimun works, lo mahani elamid derabanan favle sveka derabanan lekula. So in the second room, you can say shema there. Okay, now you answer. You answer. Okay, good.
So why is the stuff that that's not an Indian of mamon?
So then he had all, that's his whole hack about the question of the tzedakah. Because it seems to imply here that you're machmir. Why should that be? It's not an isser, it's only mummy. Right. Okay, it goes back and forth.
So we look up the answer.
Yeah.
So the bathroom, the problem. Bathhouse, not a problem.
Interesting. Okay, okay. Okay, good. Now, okay, good. Shkoya, next. The Mishnah said like this. What? Yeah, good case you need to know. What do you mean? Do you know? Do you know? I don't know if you know this. When this shul started, many, many, many years ago, a guy complained that the bathroom was next to the shul, and therefore the whole shul is puzzled.
Yeah,
I said, "What? So the bathroom's right behind that wall. Is the bathroom, and this part of the room never changed, right?" Am I right about that?
Yeah.
I'm wrong?
Where Monty City used to be the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom.
We moved the bathroom?
Sorry, we moved the bathroom.
We moved the bathroom. So here, and there was a wall here. The staircase was here. So he told me this is all possible because the bathroom's right here. So I pulled out, of course, Hilchas Kriya Shema, where the Machabah says that there's a wall, okay. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says the wall's okay. Like, the guy wanted to become it. But he left shortly thereafter, don't worry.
Where did he go?
What?
Where did he go?
I don't know.
I don't satisfy him.
Yeah, exactly. So next, the...
You guys air me people by the...
What?
You guys air me make people like him.
For things like that?
But you should see...
Come on!
Back in the old days? Oh! Every other week!
Mr. G, in
the
early days,
we
vetted him out. Yeah.
There were a lot of chiefs and very little Indians back then.
Yes.
So next, the next case in the mission like this. It said menuda anilcha, and menuda anilcha, I'm menuda to you. What's a lashon menuda? What does that mean, menuda? How do they translate it in English? Do they even translate it?
Nope.
They don't even translate it. So it's a lashon of a chayrim. So if a guy says that, what? It's chayrim. So Rabbi Akiva said, if you also add on that you're not going to eat from him, then I think it's a neder. He used the lashon of Chochech lahachmir. I'm inclined or I'm leaning to be machmir. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Moda Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agreed, L'inyan Malkus she'ain aloka. You don't get Malkus for that. If you violate such a neder, you don't get Malkus. Says the Ran of Moda Rabbi Akiva, L'inyan Malkus she'ain aloka, Da misapkalahu, Shahya machmir. Misafek he was machmir. Velo shahya hadavar barolo. He wasn't 100% sure. Umihu shma'ina di yados nami lamalkus israbu. But if you have a yad, and if a yad does work, then you get malchus for a yad as well. The ilo, my moder, make him the pshita. What does it mean, moder? What is he agreeing to? It's obviously.
So this is a different problem than yad.
Yeah.
See, my problem that I have is. This is not yad.
Right.
This
is not yad. Now you're saying another word. What does that word mean?
My problem is as follows. If I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to use very fancy language, but I have no idea what I'm doing, and you know exactly what I'm saying, but it just doesn't come out, if the words just don't translate that way,
right.
That's his problem.
Right.
You know what I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm just using bad words.
Right. 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 Exactly. Now, the Gemara continues. Like, you don't have this in a normal Gemara. The Gemara will continue. De'im kain, nisni Rabbi Akiva l'machmir. Because if Rabbi Akiva meant it to be Malkus, then he should have said, I'm machmir. What did he say? He said, Chochech l'mach. I'm leaning to be macher. The Gemara, normal Gemara would never say that. Would never explain the answer. The anyway, Amar of Papa. Right. Fine. Amar of Papa. Amar of Papa.
So everybody else argues with him?
That's what it seems like.
And they hold that it doesn't work.
It doesn't work because it's nothing. Benida minach kuli amalav pligid asar. If you say a lashon of minida minach, right? Everyone agrees it's asar. Mishtamina minach kuli amal deshari. If you say I'm going to be have sort of like a cherem lashon, then everyone agrees it's mutter. So look at the Ran. What? Nida minach kuli amal deasar. Klomar asar veloka. It's asar and you get malchus if you violate it. Why? You have to add on the language. I'm not going to have eat it from you also. Here too, it's a lashon of stay away from me. And if when you say stay away from me, you have to add on, and I'm not going to eat from you. Otherwise, we thought, I don't want to have business with you, I don't want to look at you, I don't want to sit next to you. Right? So you have to say also, I don't want to eat from you.
Without that means nothing? Just stay away from me.
Without that, it means nothing. Because the Gemara said it means maybe you don't want to have to do business with them. Maybe you don't want to have them over for lunch.
Right.
That's not a neder. So if you say, stay away from me, I don't want to eat from you, that's a neder. What do you mean? What do you mean? No! You're using a lashon of it. You're not bested. You're using a lashon of excommunication. That's all it means. No, he's not really chayav. You're using a lashon of it. So Rabbi Akiva was leaning toward Rabbi Machmer. So now Rabbi Papa says, okay, if you say this word, everyone says it's fine. If you say that word, everyone says it's not fine. Right, next run. Tafilu, next one. Mishtamina minach divi kuli al-mashari. If you say that word, lashon, everyone says it's mutter. Why? Tafilu amar shani ochel lecha. Even if you say, I'm not going to eat from him. Isur nami leka. She'ain't a lashon neder. It's not a lashon neder at all. Elo lashon shamta. It's a lashon of excommunication. Tahainu nami be'uvda dahu gavr damar shamtira minachasi amirin peligid rav chista. Fine. We're going to see now in Amud Beis. The ma'ikam ifugi. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and lechora everybody else? B'menuda ani lecha. When a guy says the lashon of menuda. Rabbi Akiva savar lishna dinadunyahu. Rabbi Akiva says it's a lashon of an oath. Rabbanan Tzavri listen to Misham Tanuhu, and the Rabbanan say, no, it's a lashon of a excommunication, and you can't excommunicate somebody. So what do you really say? I don't like him. Not a neder. It's not a neder. It's not a lashon of a neder. It doesn't matter. It's not a lashon of a neder. Right. Even though you could be.
Adds that, doesn't he have any significance? He says, you know.
Yeah, because let's say you want to marry a woman. You have to say the language. I want to marry you.
Right.
You can't say, I want to go bungee jumping with you. That's not a lashon of a marriage. It just doesn't work.
I don't want to marry you, he's saying.
No! Here he's saying that, and he's not saying, I don't want to marry you.
He's saying,
you're
not up to yacht. No, it's not a yacht.
I'm eating.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat
from you. Exactly, what is that?
He said, I don't want to eat from
you. It's not a lashon of a neder. It's just not. Upligi de Rav Chista, and Rav Chista argues that who gathered there was a guy, Amar Mishamtana Minachase, Debre Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. A guy said, I don't want to have anything to do with Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba's son. I don't like that. I don't want anything to do with him. Also, Lekamed Rav Chista, he came to Rav Chista, Amale, Lest the Chash Lahad Rabbi Akiva. Nobody, I don't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Nobody agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Kasavar, Ben Mishamtana, Pligi. They're arguing about this Lashon. Okay. What?
He said he used the word mishmat.
Right. Until now we said everybody agrees that's okay. Now Rabbi Chista said, no, that's a machlokas too.
Yeah.
Amr, a new story here. Amr of Ila, Amr Rav, Niduhu Bafanov, if you make a neder, neder? What? Excommunicate somebody befanav, in front of him. Ain matirin lo ella befanav. You have to undo it also in front of him. You have to undo it in front of him also. The Ran explains because it'll lead to a chashad. Nobody will. He won't even know. He won't even know that they took it away from him. And then you go near him. You're over a bear. Someone asked me that yesterday. Zachem shol befanav. Someone. I don't know if it's a good question. I don't have an answer. Someone asked that yesterday. Looking ahead, someone asked me that. Nidu shalom b'fanav, matirin lo bein b'fanav, bein shalom b'fanav. If you do it not in front of him, then you can undo it, it doesn't matter. Yeah, okay. That's the end of that story. Brand new Gemara. Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav. Hashomea haskaras Hashem mipi chaveiro tzarech lindoso. If you hear somebody mention Hashem's name in vain, you have to put him in cherem. Okay? V'imlo nidu, and if you don't, hu atzmo yibnidu, then you should be put in cherem. For not putting him in cherem. Right? Shekal makom shaskaras Hashem, anytime you have Hashem's name mentioned, mitzuya sham anius mitzuya. Poverty is right there. There's always poverty and Hashem's name in vain always go together.
It's in the
Bruchel
of
Atal
too.
Ah, enechanami. So there's a machlokes rishonim. If you say a Bruchel of Atala, are you over the Isra of saying Hashem's name in vain? It's a machlokes rishonim. Some say no, because at the end of the day you said a Shevach to Hashem. Happens to be it was for no purpose. Right? It was for no purpose. There's a machlokes rishonim about that. Say Hashem's name in vain, but it's in a Bruchel. We're not talking about that. We don't have to come on to that machlokes rishonim. Just stop. You hear a guy say Hashem's name in vain. You don't put him in cherem. You should put him in cherem. The Ran says, look at the Ran, Shikal Makom. Taima kayav lamai damrinan v'imloni du hu atzmo yiyeh benidui. We're explaining why if you don't do it, you should put in cherem. Why? Sharei achshav chamor the shame anias the sham anias mitzuya. Because poverty is there. The chsiv it says, v'chal makom asher askeres shmi avo elecha uverachticha u'bahaskaras hashem l'mitzvah mebiya bracha v'osher haskaras shav gramat anias. If mentioning it in a proper way brings bracha, so the converse is true. If you mention it in an improper way, it brings klala. Inami, okay, fine. Very good.
You have the power to put someone in cherem.
What?
Maybe
we'll see in a minute what it means. I'm not sure it means official cherem. It might just mean disapproval. Right? The anius kimisa, and anius is like death. Shnema, like it says, kimesu kol ha'anashim. Hashem tells Moshe, go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe says, no, I don't want to go back because the people that are looking for me are going to kill me. Who are those people? Doesn't have him. Hashem says, don't worry about it, they're dead. Now, we know they weren't dead. We know they weren't dead. Right? So, it must be they became poor. So the Ran asks, there are four people that are Chashav Kemes. Now, they weren't really dead because we know later on they were alive. So there are four people that are Chashav Kemes. An Ani, a Mitzorah, a blind person, and a person doesn't have any children. So, says the Ran, maybe they were one of the other three. So the Ran says like this, it can't be they had Tzaras, because it says that they were, it says, Bekerev of Kol Yisrael, they were in the Machleh. And the Ran says, don't tell me that when it came to Hama and Torah, everybody's Negoyim, everybody's Mums went away. It's true, but by the Egel, everything came back. So they had Tzaras, they came back. And don't tell me that they were blind, because they tell Moshe Rabbeinu by Isaac Korech, Ene ha'anoshim ha'em tenaker. Poke our eyes out, we're still not coming to see you, Moshe, which means they were blind. And then he says, they want to tell me they didn't have children? So, if they didn't have children, yeah, the chashuv k'meis la'halacha, why is that a reason that Paro would have demoted them? What does Paro care? They don't have children. What does it do with anything? What kind of reason is that? Can't be the reason. It must be they became poor. They lost their influence. So Paro said, guys, get out of here. So Hashem told Moshe, don't worry about it. They have no more influence. They're not in Paro's good favor anymore. Don't worry about it. Why? They're bums now. Don't worry about it. Such an unbelievable rat, no? Okay, next. V'tanya. Kol makom shenasnu chacham einehem. Whenever it said to chacham looked at somebody, they gave him like the evil look. O misa, o oni. It's either misa or oni. Amr of Abba, Havikamina Kamed Rav Huna. I was once by Rav Huna. Shama Lahach Itza. There was a lady over there. Afkez Karz Hashem Levatala. And she mentioned Hashem's name in vain. Shamta, they put her in Cherim. Visharo Leila Altar Ba'apa. And they immediately undid the Cherim. So you know what? Shmamina Tlat. We learned three things from that. Shmamina, number one, Hashemia Haskaras Hashem, Pichaveiro, Tzarech Lindosa. You hear Hashem's name in vain, you have to put that person in the cherem. I don't know if it means official cherem, it might just mean disapproval, it's not right, it's a musr. Shmamina, Nidu Bufanov, Ein Matirin Le'elosh Bufanov. If you're going to undo it, you have to undo it in the person's presence. Shmamina, Ein Bein Nidu La'afara V'lo Klum. There's no difference between Nidui and Hafara. What does that mean? What?
You don't need a time frame between.
Oh, right, you don't need a time frame. Right.
Well, when you say they, is that the Bezdin or the peers?
What?
They, is the Bezdin or the peers?
Bezdin. So Tosfos, so the Ran brings down, Tosfos asks, but one second, there's a Gemara in Baba, in Moed Katan, that says that when someone puts in Cherem, it's a minimum of 30 days. So Tosfos answers exactly what we're saying. That is that's a real cherem. Here he says v'tirtu shiny hacha nidui ze eino el la'ayim alav. This nidui here is just to scare them. Shalo yazkir o James Ryan levatala. Just they shouldn't do this again. V'lo dummy la'afkir. It's not a real full fledged cherem. Mishum hachi ein nidui. There's no time frame. You're right.
Throughout Shas, you have times that the Hanayim Rav somebody said something they couldn't
fail. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So it could just be. Right, so it could just be it was an indication of disapproval. That's what you could say. Not a real cherem, they can't get an aliyah, none of that stuff. Just, you know, it's a serious thing. It's not just stand the guy, you know, one time, didn't make a bracha when he ate something. They wouldn't put a guy in cherem for that. Guy makes a Hashem's name in vain, it's a serious business. You know what, you express a disapproval, alright, now don't do it again. Now you're back in the chevra.
Make the wrong bracha on sushi.
Yeah, right, it's something like that. You do something wrong once in a while, you don't put a guy in cherem for that. This is a very serious matter. So you tell the guy, you know, we're really upset with you. All right, now don't do it again. Come back to the table, right? Okay. Amar v'gidol amarav, talmud chacham menuda la'atmo umeifer la'atmo. Talmud chacham can put himself in cherem and undo it himself. So that's pshita, it's obvious. I don't know what the halacha says. I don't know the pshita. I would have thought normally you can't get yourself out of jail. That you, how do you get yourself out of cherem? It's okay. Hechi dami, what does it mean? Ki ha demar zutra chasida ki mechayiv bar bei rav shamta. When marzutra chasida wanted to put his one of the talmidim in cherem, whatever they did wrong, mishamta nafshi bereisha. First he would put himself in cherem. Vahadar mishamta bar bei rav. Then he would put the talmid in cherem. Why would he do that? A few reasons. One, so you should remember to undo it. You shouldn't forget. That's one answer. Another answer, the better answer is, so he should make sure he's doing it for the right reasons. He's doing it on himself also.
How's he able to do it? If he's in prayer, he can't put somebody else in prayer.
So again, as an official cherem,
you're done.
Right, so what kind of cherem is this? What kind of cherem? Is it a real cherem? That's a real cherem.
It's a quasi.
Right. And when he went home, Shari Lanashe, he undid it, Fahadar Shari Lay, and then he did it for the other guy. He did it for himself and did it for the other guy. So you understand? It wasn't like a real chair. Just and he wanted to make sure he did it on himself to make sure that that it was okay. We have 2 minutes. I always had this question, and I never had an answer. And he answers it like this. He's talking about in the back. They have halachas on the daf. So the question was, we spent a lot of time on the daf about saying Hashem's name in vain. So first he talks about erasing Hashem's name on tape. If you have a tape of a shir or a brachas or whatever, davening, can you erase that? Okay. Then he talks about, can you mention Hashem's name when you're singing Zmiros?
It's a halachas.
What?
It's a halachas.
It's not a pasuk at all. Most of them are not pasukim. They're just poems. They're poems. First of all, he has a kasha. Can you mention Hashem's name when you're learning? Let's say there's a pasuk quoted in the Gemara, or half a pasuk. Can you mention that Hashem's name? But then he asks, what about Hashem's name in a Zmiros? What do you think?
Machlokes.
What? So he quotes, what? So first, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, when you're giving a drasha in public, you should not mention Hashem's name. Interesting. Then he quotes over here, what? Like a public shear. Then you should not. But it's a whole page answer. But listen to what he says over here. Behine v'shalos hachuvas divrei Yoel. The Satmar Rebbe says, Mavur b'chol ha-poskim shelo ne'esar ela bracha she'ena tzricha. What's usher? A bracha. That you don't have to say the bracha. What am I saying that bracha for? Right? Why am I saying that bracha? Aval shar shirim utfilos mutter lahaskeres Hashem af kol hayom. Right? And Shalos Hatshuva is Avnei Yishva. Kasav. Kasher Sharim Zmiros Shabbos. He's saying Zmiros on Shabbos. Adif lo Hashem Hashem mamish. It's better. Shaharei hazmiros nitzkinu ayde gedoli olam la amram derech shevach vahoda vegam imir to adam la hachmir nira she'ein anachor. It's not proper. Oh, I'm not going to mention Hashem's name. Heyos ubekach hazmiros me avadim tsurasam. Not sure what that word means. Varei zeh ke'echad shiomar slichos b'lo hazke. It's like saying slichos without mentioning Hashem's name. Mamish doesn't count. Ach, but sefer shalos rav hevi al derech amuna sheish noagin lo lahask Hashem Hashem bezmiras. So of course it's a machlokes, but I think it's a chaim kaniyatkim. I'm 100% sure.
When you say slichos, you're including the shloshet amidus.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about most of it's poetry. Most of it is poetry. It might be, yeah. It might be based on psukim. Those who wrote those? They were written by Rishonim. Maybe even later. They're not psukim. It's not a psukim zimra. It's all psukim. It's all written by Rishonim and Rashi. Rashi wrote some of the slichas. So Rashi throws in Hashem's name. So you're not going to say it? Of course you're going to say it. So why is Zemir different? They're different because we're at the Sabbath table and everyone's sitting around in a better mood. It's not slichas. No, it's like it's not Batoris tefillah. But he's saying it doesn't make a difference. Some Rebbe saying it doesn't make a difference. Very interesting. So if you do it, you have certainly who to rely on. You certainly have who to rely on, right? I was thinking, even though, like for example, Tzur Mishalo, if you repeat the saying, if Hashem's name two times, it's also okay.
In
the chorus, keep repeating it. It's totally okay. You don't want to, you have who to rely on. The Shalos Rav says it's okay. Shouldn't do it. But I was very happy when I saw that, because it confirms what I always thought was right, but I just didn't know how to source for it.
So what do you say? Does that fail?
What?
What do you say? If you know what to say, you say that
same word. Exactly. All right. Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow. All right.